on in a minute.
A minute.
Oh, it doesn't matter because you don't need to worry about your timings now.
Yeah. No,
Chris Wiles makes the rules.
Yeah. Oh, and the love
boss,
you, Chris.
No pressure, by the way, but your boss is in.
I know.
No pressure. See you later, Chris. Chris is on from 7 here on Radio 1, so keep it locked.
Yeah, in it, you get me. That'd be like the funky fresh sounds of a DJ. Isn't that right, Fern?
Wicked.
Yeah, no, you got to be more cockney.
Oh, higher.
A bit more cockney and higher. Right. Yeah, wicked.
Wicked.
That's it, really. The Chris Moyle Show. National Radio 1. My favourite line from Reggie this morning was, okay, let's have more music right now. I like that. Let's get back to the hits. Bless him. Gotta be nice to him though. Christmas coming up though. All right. Hopefully get a pair of trainers from him as a Christmas present.
Why is he connected?
Loves his trainers.
Does he know people?
Knows. Loves his trainers. Loves his trainers. First thing he does, he checks out your feet. That's what he does. Women feel very safe around Reggie because he doesn't look at their boobs. He goes straight to their feet and he goes, ah, high tech. Nice. You know what I mean?
I hope they don't buy us presents because then it's someone else that we've got to buy for.
Oh no, I don't look at it that way. I just receive. Let's not go into that, gag, shall we? Anyway, so we're a bit late start this morning because it's my fault. Because I wanted to go and see Reggie and Ferd and tell them that great story. We might talk about it later, but we're not going to name any names. We're going to play a record. We'll be late for the news, but there's a reason for that because Dominic's not here today and George is reading the news instead and blah, so I need to explain it all later. But it's Friday. Don't worry about it. It's 6:58. The news will be on and then we'll play some records and then you ought to go to work, right? Good. Fine?
Wicked.
Lovely. All right. Start with Madonna. Tick tock, tick tock.
Time goes by. So slowly. Time goes by.
If you do need to know, it's a minute to seven. Woo! It's Madonna. It's the new single. It's called Hung Up.
I am a geek.
I know you are, Carrie. You also have very nice new hair.
Thank you.
So who noticed your new hair this morning? Who was in there, you know?
Tash was in first. And she noticed first and said it's lovely. And then Dave came in. That was very odd.
Did Dave notice?
Dave noticed, but it's wow. Only because...
No, hang on. Whoa.
I told him yesterday.
Yes, you did tell me yesterday, right. But I would have noticed anyway, because I think it looks different.
Sure.
And I'm a new man.
I noticed.
You did notice.
Where Dave and I are surrounded by women this morning. Not for the first time, obviously.
I tell you what, the tide has changed.
Yeah.
This was always a bloke show, and now it's like chick zone.
You know, the show's now going to be accused of being so female. Dominic isn't here, who reads the news. Dominic's not here this morning, so we've nicked George, who reads the news in the afternoon with Scott. Hi.
Hi.
And to be fair, George, we really made George the success she is when she read the news for us.
Did we?
Yeah, really. And then we went to the breakfast show, and she wasn't allowed to come. And we wanted Dominic anyway, bloke thing. And now, you know, we're all here, we're happy again. It's lovely, isn't it?
It is lovely.
It is beautiful, isn't it? Lovely. So that's that. So there's me, as it stands now, there's me and Dave.
Mm.
And then there's Rachel, girl. Carrie, girl. Georgina, girl. Natasha, girl. Alan will be here later, girl. It's just...
Jocelyn, girl.
Jocelyn, girl.
It's just you and me now.
But our boss is in early, the big boss, Ben... Ramadama Cooper. I don't know what that means.
He's a boy.
He's definitely a boy.
Got Adrian as well. He's a boy.
Yeah, well, you know, two and a half.
He's, you know, seriously.
Hey, you sure? He doesn't get a full point.
Let's not open that can of worms. Do you know what I mean? Is he Yorkshire or Lancashire? Yeah. I'm not sure. Balls for one, bats for another. You know what I'm saying? Anyway. We'll play some music in a second. Let's get some news from George and some sport from Carrie. It's just gone 4 minutes past seven.
Radio 1 Newsbeat. It's now 7:07.
Yay!
That was lovely, George.
It worked fine.
That was absolutely brilliant. I love that. That was great. This is the beginning of the news. I'm like, where is she? She sounds like she's in another room.
A mic was the wrong way around.
Mic's the wrong way. She's speaking into the back of the mic. And in the news today,
how am I supposed to know things like that, though?
How long have you worked here?
But how long have I ever used this microphone?
They're all the same.
Okay, I was thinking about other things.
They're all the same. You have to... We used to come in... Rachel will tell you. If you ever get a job at Radio 1 and you're using the mics, the Neumanns, what you need to do at the front, you've got to make sure it's a little heart shape.
Yeah. And on the back.
On the setting.
You've got to make sure that both the in bits are in and not out, otherwise it goes funny.
You see, I do know that.
That's really handy for anybody who has one of these microphones.
Yeah.
Home, maybe.
Yeah.
Mm.
Hello. If people are going out going, you know, I've got a Neumann, and sometimes it's very, you know.
Yeah.
Is it omnidirectional or not? It's not, then, is it?
No, it's not omni.
Thanks, Carrie. Brilliant. The Chris Moyle Show. National Radio 1. You were nervous doing that, weren't you?
Very.
Why?
I don't know, because I haven't done this before.
Is it because you're normally used to working with Scott Mills, so there's not really a standard?
Exactly, that's what it is.
Right, I'm with you. You look very well.
Thank you very much.
It's nice to have you back.
Not used to seeing this time of day.
What time do you normally get up?
8 o'clock.
Do you really?
Yeah.
And this morning you got up at?
4 o'clock.
4 o'clock.
You look good considering.
Nice, yeah.
Thank you very much.
Did you get to bed early last night?
Not at all, no.
Not at all? It's not the yes-no game. No, I didn't.
No, I didn't.
Why? Why not?
11 o'clock.
Oh, okay. Quite refreshing.
That's not too bad, though.
11 o'clock?
Should have been a bit earlier, really, if you want to make an effort. I mean, the gig's up for grabs, love. That's what I'm saying. And do you think Scott will be jealous?
Very jealous,
yeah. Do you feel as though you're kind of playing away?
I kind of, yeah. I feel sort of wrong and,
You feel as though you're cheating on him?
I do, yeah.
With two men?
Yeah. Exactly. Mm.
Which will be Scott's dream, of course, you know. But, well, welcome to our little breakfast show.
Thank you, Chris.
You two will get on. She's a bit of an alky as well, Kerry.
Brilliant.
Yeah. You know how most people breakfast go? That's Krispies, Frosties, Cocoa Pops. She's the same. Gin, vodka, cider. Gin, vodka.
Don't forget the Pimm's.
Yeah. Oh, Pimm's o'clock.
Absolutely.
Are you a Pimm's girl?
Only on a very hot summer's day.
Right, so you're not...
Not for breakfast.
Right, oh, well, Carrie has got a whole new world for you.
You know,
she will open your eyes up to a whole new alcoholic fuel world of fun.
As we've got a new member of the team, albeit, you know, temporarily, does that mean that it warrants a lunchtime session, you know, by way of bonding?
Well, it's Friday, I suppose.
Yeah.
Right, I don't know, I've got to be honest. Let's let Rachel decide. Rachel, do you think that we should go for a lunchtime drink today?
We could do.
There you go, done and dusted, lovely.
Can we claim it back?
No. Yeah, technically, it's a working
lunch. It's a work thing, right? It's a meeting.
Bring the boss, he can claim expenses on it.
Yeah, sign it off.
Right. It's 11 minutes past 7, good morning, it's Friday, it's Radio 1. And there you go. Foo Fighters and All My Life on your BBC Radio 1 and your favourite radio station.
You make it what it is.
Radio 1. Start saying that for
now. Spread the word.
On your favourite station. Radio 1. It's your favourite. Who was saying that? It was Vernon, I think, was saying it.
Was he?
Yeah. I'm thinking, well, I'm quite partial to 5 Live, actually, Vernon. I mean, I don't know if he's done a survey with all his listeners. On your... What's your favourite station? 5 Live. No, you've got to say Radio 1. Mm. Okay. That's how it works. What's your favourite station? Well, this is a radio station in LA called K-Earth 101, which is non-stop oldies, and it's just, I like listening to that.
I like all of the BBC's output.
Do you?
But, I mean,
I don't.
If I had to choose a favourite, obviously it'd be Radio 1, but I like to flick around and listen to the other services.
I don't like all the BBC's output, I'll be honest, I'm not a kiss-ass. There's a couple of BBC local radio stations that are very disappointing.
I'm not local, I was talking about national.
Right, yeah. You know, BBC Radio Wakefield, it's just not got the local coverage that I desire. Mm. You know,
you don't live in Wakefield, do you?
No,
and it's local radio for local people. It's not aimed at you. You fancy Dan, now you've moved down to London.
Hey, what the hell are we on about? It's Friday, we take our time. Oh, by the way, also, it's 20 past 7. And it's time for Sting Ring. Which, by the way, is rapidly becoming many people's favourite part of the show, which is quite insulting and worrying, really.
Who was it said yesterday that it was their favourite bit?
It was either Andy Parfitt or Ben Cooper, the two bosses.
No.
No?
I mean, I hope it is her favourite. Well, actually, no, I don't hope it's her favourite, but...
This will be nice, though, because George, who's reading the news today, George...
The heck was that? What was that noise?
Now...
It's like someone just played a very small drum.
Do you know what? George has left two faders open for the computer. That's the noise when somebody sends you a message on MSN Messenger.
Is that what that was?
Yeah.
It's now gone straight out on the air.
I'm thinking, what the hell? That's what, you know, that's what Dominic Byrne signed in or whatever. I'm thinking, where's that come from? Anyway, never mind. It's not the end of the world.
Should we move on?
Yeah. Do you know what it was? So once we had a piece of music recorded and somebody dubbed it from their PC onto a CD for us. What they did was they left the computer on and everything. You know when you get new mail in your inbox and it goes boom like that. So halfway through this track, we had that going off every 10 seconds. Anyway, start again. So anyway, as I was saying about Georgina, she won't have heard Sting ring before
because she only gets up at 8 o'clock normally. Yeah.
I mean, she should listen again online when she gets in later, you know. Maybe at 11:30 to 12:30, that awkward Joe Wiley hour. She's compiling
newsbeat at that point.
That's true, yeah. Sting ring is where we ring somebody up and we play Sting down the phone. Do you like that?
Clever, eh?
Now, on Monday, obviously, we played It Was Us. So we did Rob DJ live. Tuesday, Joe Wiley was live in Northampton, so we rung her, and her phone ran out, apparently.
She turned it off.
Wednesday, we rang Colin Murray, who later we found out had absolutely no recollection of the phone call at all. Just couldn't remember.
Only when somebody told him at the zoo they'd been woken up by us did he click.
Yesterday was the beautiful, the one and only Miss Edith Bowman. Who was great, lovely. And then, obviously, so what has happened is Joe Wiley went home on Tuesday, Colin went Wednesday, Thursday was Edith Bowman, and we've done those people every day. Today...
There's a pattern for me.
Today, the DJ going home is...
Scott Mills.
And on his show is...
Will Young.
So who are we going to ring?
Scott or Will.
Will Young, that's great. I thought he was going to say something. He didn't put the phone out. It was like a minute. He just hung on. Because Will Young was his guest. I thought it was too obvious to do Scott.
Scott's phone would be off anyway.
Yeah. So that was Will Young. God love him.
Scott might be disappointed that we don't do him.
Well, no, less from them both. Dial it up. Ladies and gentlemen, Scott Mills. Oh, shh.
In the funny lane.
Oh, you clever little boy, Scott Mills. Hang on, I'll leave a message. Agreed. Is that Scott Mills? It's Sting here. And I was just ringing up, Leek, for a chat about your show today in Southampton and that. But you're not there, so I'll have to go away. Ta-ra now!
Too. good to get a real Sting involved as well.
Well, he'll be kicking himself now that he missed a phone call from the actual real Mr. Yeah. Sting. Do you know what I mean? Scott is live at 4 o'clock this afternoon in a school in Southampton with special guest Mr. Will. Don't ring me at 7 in the morning. There you go. I love him. He's ace. Will Young, and switch it on. And do switch it on at 4 o'clock this afternoon to hear Scott Mills. Like that, Carrie.
Yeah,
Scott,
so
Scott Mills and Will together live in Southampton. He's bringing Scott home. Will home. Well, I don't know who's going home. But anyway.
Well, Scott, because he's from Southampton, isn't he? Yeah, Will Young's from Berkshire or somewhere.
Now, would you have been going, George, if you hadn't been doing this?
Probably, yes.
Really?
But I wouldn't miss this for the world.
Really?
Even for Will Young.
Right. Do you fancy Will Young?
Yes, I do. Yeah.
Yeah.
You
got no
I know
chance.
There's no chance, but a girl can look, can't she? One.
I don't know. I'll ask him. We'll ring him back, shall we?
Yeah, please do.
And ask him if you can look. Mind you, if I say to him, I've got my mate George with me, he really fancies you. Can he have a look?
He'll probably go,
yeah, you know what I mean? And clever Scott Mills putting Sting on his answer phone. Do you know what? I knew he'd do that. I thought this morning, coming in, that he might do something like that. He's not stupid, is he?
Not as daft as he looks, is he?
Anyway. However, he did miss a message from the real Sting. Mm. He'll be kicking himself over that, yeah. Destiny's Child, it says I had to play next, but we'll have an argument about that during the news, which is read by Georgie. It's just gone 7:31.
Madonna stole the show, opening in a huge glitter ball. Here's Robbie.
I only managed to walk past Madonna and just giddily say, break a leg. But she's amazing. She's an absolute legend. You know, I watched with my mouth open all the way through her performance. I can't believe she's 89 and looks like that.
I can't believe it either. I really can't believe it. Looks like mutton dressed as lamb.
So I think they're both unbelievable good managers. If you respect each other, you know, and you talk to each other, and they will do that.
Radio 1 Newsbeat.
Oh,
it's all gone wrong, and I
want something
perfect.
George and I play. It's like a race so who can play the Newsbeat jingle.
You want Dominic back, don't you?
No, it's all right.
Should I do the weather?
Yeah, but you're doing it over the news jingle.
Oh no, west and windy in the north, not so bad in the south.
Hang on, what are you going to press after this? Because if you do the weather over the news, then you hit it up with the sport.
Should I just press it again?
Yeah.
See what happens.
Yeah. And then again. And the
That's
weather,
sport, isn't it? The that weather, is, yeah. Wet and windy in the north, not so bad in the south.
Have you got the one road travel jingles?
No.
No, I have. Beep, beep, one road travel,
Dominic Byrne. It's not Dominic Byrne, it's me. It's Friday, so that means
all right,
Devon.
Listen, we should have done this before.
Yeah.
When I play the one road travel jingle, you have to stop your music.
Oh.
Right.
Okay. That's that one.
It's the stop button. There you go. Beep, beep, one road travel, Georgina Bowman!
It's Friday, so that means Devon. The A390's closed at the Gunners Lake Junction. That's in Gunners Lake because of roadworks. I'd probably avoid it, but that's easy for me to say sitting here.
Yeah, you avoided playing the news.
Radio 1 News.
Driver, I can't hear you. Blah, blah, blah. Enjoy that, George.
You hate
la,
me
la,
now,
la,
don't
la,
you?
We can't hear you.
Carrie, don't be so rude to her. Hey, I tell you, Dominic makes it look easy, doesn't he? A couple of people texted in going, shut up, Chris. What are you talking about, lard ass? Madonna is not mutton. Now, I don't know if you've seen any of the footage this morning of Madonna dressed like she would have dressed 20 years ago on stage with the fishnets on and the whatever you call that. What would you call that?
Is it a basque?
Yeah.
Yeah. So she has got thighs that look like they belong to a truck driver.
I'm pleased you said it in that way rather than last time you used that expression.
No, yeah,
which hailed a barrage of complaints.
I'm just now. I don't mind Madonna. I like Madonna. She's great, you know. But I just, Rachel, you're with me, aren't you?
A new video looks wrong, doesn't it? Because she's there in like a leotard or something, and she's gyrating around the floor, but she kind of looks like somebody's mum, and it doesn't look right. I know she is somebody's mum.
I'd still gyrate around with her. Don't get me wrong, you know.
I think
I'd still have a go.
Would you know?
I would. Yeah, yeah. I'm sure she'd be delighted to hear that too.
She looks fantastic. But she's got some balls blooming wearing that outfit.
Well, yeah, well, you could tell actually from some of the shots.
And I think that's the problem. You know, she didn't have the balls before.
Talking of which,
it kind of loses a bit of sex appeal.
Talking of which as well, on the same subject, she's got very big arms. And I think she's overworked out.
Really?
She's almost got man arms. It's all that Kabbalah.
What?
It's all that Kabbalah.
It's all that Greek food. It's lovely though, isn't it? Like tapas, isn't it?
Yeah.
Anyway.
Tabbouleh.
Whatever. It's 7:38. Would anybody like to win some tickets to go to a football match? Anyone say yes, please?
Yes, please.
We have a pair of tickets to Portsmouth Wigan at Sunset today. It's a 5:15 kickoff. If you are a Pompey fan and you want to go to the game, all you got to do is give us a ring. 08700 100 100. 08700 100 100.
Like that. Portsmouth versus Wigan, Barclays Premiership tickets up for grabs.
Don't bother ringing up if you're a Wigan fan because you'll be surrounded by 10,000 Pompey fans. They'll be able to spot you. You'll have a different hat on.
And a pie in your hand.
So, Portsmouth tickets for the weekend, 08700 100 100. If you fancy it, call now. Right, I didn't get a chance to sort something decent out, so here's Destiny's Child.
Live from London every day from 7 until 10. Unless you're in Los Angeles, cause it's a different time then. We're on Listen Again. And don't forget the podcast. But apart from that, it's 7 till 10 each morning, live from London.
I wrote that one. It's at the end of the session.
It's a nice
end
one.
End of a very long session.
The Chris Moyle Show.
Oh, we have some Destiny's Child news from Rachel. We could play Milo, Dr. Pressure, instead.
How does that work?
Well, we dropped it from the last half
hour. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's
not it. Yeah, that.
Should we vote?
Yeah.
Vote?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Milo?
Yeah, Milo. Milo. Yeah. Great. Sorry, girls. National Radio
1. Hi, this is Gwyneth Paltrow, and I always listen to Chris Moyles on Radio 1.
La, 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 we can't hear you.
Love it, love it, love it, love it, love it.
It's a little fart on the end. There's a little fart on the end that I like. Like that. That's it. Cock your leg up and let it all out there. There you go. 7:47. It's like the aeroplane. Right, we're going to bring somebody back and give them a pair of football tickets. Unless they're not listening, then I'm not going to bother. Like that farce yesterday.
So, got to be a proper Portsmouth fan and listening to the show now.
What should they say when we ring them?
Do you know, we should always think of something in advance for this.
No. Yes, Rach?
Hooray, it's Friday. Can I have my tickets, please?
That'll do.
That'll do.
Hooray, it's Friday. Can I have my tickets, please?
So polite, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, they can do it in whatever manner they want.
Yeah. If they don't say it...
If they don't say please, they're not having them.
Yeah. Hello, it's Friday. Can I have my tickets, please?
No, bye-bye. No!
He did say it right.
He did say it right,
didn't he?
He
said hello.
Not hooray.
Oh, well, whatever.
I think that's a technicality. He said please at the end.
Morning, Andy.
Morning.
How are you?
I'm very good, thank you.
Whereabouts are you? Where are you?
I'm in a lovely place called Long Parish, Andover.
Oh, very nice. Mm.
Yeah.
What are you doing there?
I'm a carpenter, so just trying to...
Like Joseph.
...put some stuff together.
Yeah, like Joseph from the Bible.
Yeah, that's it, just like that.
Mm. Lovely, all right. So, do you have any kids?
No.
Well, when you do, one of them will be the son of God.
Yes. And you shall make him a manger out of wood.
You have a place in heaven guaranteed, my friend.
Yeah, I can retire then too.
And I'll tell you what else you've got guaranteed. 2 tickets from Pompey against Wigan on Saturday.
Hooray!
Score prediction, please. What do you think the score will be?
We'll win 2-0.
Yeah, you won't. You'll get thumped. But anyway, who are you going to bring with you?
My brother, Chris.
Oh, what a great name.
Yeah.
All right, well, Andy, well done. You've got the tickets. Enjoy the game and give us a ring next week and tell us how you got them.
Lovely. Cheers, Chris.
See you, pal. Bye.
Thanks, bye.
Bye.
There you go. Gotta love him.
Another happy contestant.
Do you think they'll get beat?
I think it'll be 2 each, actually.
Do you think?
Yeah.
No, I think we're going to nick it. They're unstoppable.
Hang on, Wigan were lucky last week, though, against Fulham, so...
Yeah, but still, what can I tell you? Doing very well, Wigan.
They are doing very well.
I'm very pleased for him. Good manager, sensible, all good. Leeds could do with a bit of a boost after apparently they played, like, 11 blind people on the other night against Crewe. Anyway, what can you do?
Have you got Saturday?
Off the top of my head, I don't know.
I'm going to find out for you.
I do know, because it should be another 3 points. But then I thought about that the other day.
You've got Preston at home.
As I said, should be another 3 points. Cue Preston fans going... Whoa, whoa. And then, after that, Southampton. And Southampton, Dave,
like this,
is where Scott Mills will be this afternoon.
Tremendous link with Will Young.
Yeah. And yesterday, Edith Bowman was live from her hometown of Anstruther.
With Katie Tunstall, who sounded fantastic once again.
I didn't hear it.
Did you not?
No.
Much underrated, I think, Katie
really?
Tunstall.
What
yeah,
did
live.
She do?
She did Black Horse and the Cherry Tree.
Right.
And then she also did a cover of The White Stripes, My Doorbell.
Really?
Mm. And she did it kind of as a one-man band, where she was playing the bass drum and everything. It was very clever.
But Black Horse and the Cherry Tree, good, sounded good?
Yeah.
Would you like to hear it again?
Yes, please.
All right. Me. Nice. Katie Tunstall from yesterday.
Got a good voice, doesn't she?
Yeah. Black Horse and the Cherry Tree. What does she look like? I can't remember.
She's got dark hair and she's sort of Scottish looking.
Brilliant. There you go.
There's pictures online. From
is
when
there?
She performed yesterday, yeah.
Let me have a little look, shall I? Edith goes home, right? The first picture is something which says Fingerbox.
Pardon?
Fingerbox.
What does that mean?
I have absolutely no idea.
Fingerbox?
Yep. Go and have a look for yourself.
Oh, no, it does say Fingerbox.
Yep. It's, they're at the airport.
Mm.
You need to click through a few times.
That's Edith's dad there. Mm-hmm. That's very nice. And Edith, by the way, have you noticed all the pictures of Edith so far on these go home things? She's been in a bar.
And while people are online, they can check out the video that was made of you in Leeds.
That's right.
When we went back on Monday.
Which is very, very good.
And you can see what Longman looks like.
Oh, have you seen picture number 5?
What was that?
The school photos.
Oh, I know. I tell you what, she's blossomed, hasn't she?
Ooh, hasn't she just?
Oh, come on, Rage.
Edith, no, perm like I
do. You know what? That's a compliment, I think, isn't it? Because it's saying how beautiful she is now.
Exactly. Oh, there's Katie Tunstall. I don't think she does look Scottish.
Do you not?
No.
How can you look Scottish?
Because there's just a look.
You can look Scottish. You can like look Irish. Yeah. You can look Icelandic.
My mother looks Irish.
Yeah, I think she does. But yeah. That's not a bad thing.
No, not at all. That's true. Also mentioned as well, go and have a look at the video, the Leeds video. Will filmed it and edited it and chopped it. He gets it, but one credit at the end was always his name.
Mm.
But it's really good. It shows us in Leeds and at Longmans, and it's very funny.
Filmed and directed by Will Kinderberg.
Yeah, it is. It really is. Mr. Will. And I also said that Leeds will thump Preston at the weekend, and already, as I predicted, the text messages coming in. Dream on, Fatty, says one. 2-0 Preston, says Nick. However, my favourite one, whose phone number ends in 574, no chance, Preston will win, bet you a tenner. Stu in Preston. All right, Stu, I'll have that bet with you. So print his number off, and I'll give you a ring 7 o'clock Monday morning.
You're taking that, are you?
Go on, print it off.
Unless you win, and then I'll forget all about it. Which is always the way. Yeah, print that off. Print, lovely. Stu in Preston, the bet is on. Don't let me down, Leeds boys. With that David Healy scoring, you watched, you. Anyway, 7:57. I have a guess who, by the way, for later.
Do you?
Yeah. And it is a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Somebody that I didn't see in the pub last night.
Yeah. Completely different one. We'll do it a bit. That was
Jaquan and Tipsy.
Jaquan and Tipsy. So I've got a mouthful of peanut butter.
I've got a mouthful of egg sandwich. I pointed at you to speak, not realising that you had a gobful of food as well.
And the problem is with peanut butter, is it kind of sticks to your mouth,
oh,
and it's really difficult to speak when you've got peanut butter in there because it, you know, dries you out, so to speak. So.
Good morning.
I gotta finish my brekkie.
Yeah, I think you should. Tom Craft Loneliness plays in a second. Oh, goody, I haven't heard that song for an hour. And the great U2 single as well, All Because of You. We'll play that after we get some news and sport with... I almost said Dominic and Carrie then. I'm sorry, George.
That's okay.
Do you have a boy's name, though? George. Can I not call you Dominic just for...
No.
Okay, right. After news and sport with Georgina and Carrie, it's a minute past eight.
And Jose Mourinho says he'll apologise to Arsene Wenger for calling him a voyeur, but only if the Frenchman does it at the same time.
Oh, yeah, it's me, isn't it? Sorry.
No, that's
rubbish.
I thought I was doing something wrong.
No, it's me, isn't it? Yesterday's weather. No, the reason is, though, we've had to edit the yesterday's weather. Stop your music. Because, obviously, it's yesterday's weather with Dominic Byrne, right, which goes like this.
What's yesterday's weather with Dominic Byrne?
Obviously, you're not Dominic Byrne.
I'm
so,
not, no.
Alan has assured me he has done the edit of edits... And you'll never notice anything, so it's your own jingle. You ready?
Yeah.
Let's go.
Whoosh, whoosh, yesterday's weather.
There you go.
That is brilliant.
Brilliant.
It's like Dom never existed, isn't it? Yesterday's weather, then, wasn't it wet and windy? Mostly wet in Gwynedd and mostly windy almost everywhere. Herne Bay in Kent's keeping it the most summer, though, with a massive 17 degrees.
Where is Gwynedd?
It's in Wales.
Oh, okay.
Ask Alad.
Alad, it's in Wales. Thank you.
Whoosh, whoosh, yesterday's weather.
It's 8:05.
I like that edit. You look confused, Dave.
No.
God, George, good girl. Where did that come from?
Sorry about that.
We thought you were a lady.
I know, it's the toast in the morning.
No, I've got to admit, I never thought she was a lady. All the stories that I've been told about her through the years. How is your love life at the moment?
It's lovely, thank you.
Is it good?
Yeah, very good.
It's still with a man?
Yes, yes,
right.
Yes.
You married?
No.
Engaged?
No.
Living together?
Yes.
Oh, nice.
Yes.
For how long?
About 3 years.
3 years?
Yeah.
So... Yeah, so you'll be cheating on him now then, yeah?
It's about that time.
Yeah.
Is he the same one... After the Evertonian.
It's the same one after the Evertonian where I saw you at the
Spurs. I used to sometimes see you at away games, didn't I?
That's
when
right,
you were
an
Evertonian. And
when I was pretending.
Who do you support now?
Macclesfield.
Right.
Town.
Do you change depending on who you go out with?
Yeah.
Do you?
Yeah.
Oh, I like that. But don't bring up her exes. That's a bit.
No, but I was just double checking because I always remember, obviously, you know, that one because I saw her at away games.
Oh, yeah, but if if you're sharing, then I've known an ex of George's as well.
So do I.
Yeah.
No, you don't.
Yeah, we do.
I do.
I know you do.
You know it, yeah.
But for the sake of it, you don't.
No.
Okay.
No. Well, you had a thing. It was an affair, really, wasn't it?
Move on, please.
No, I haven't said his name, have I?
It was a fling.
Yeah, I haven't said his name.
No.
Spoonie. That's all I'm saying.
Hey.
I don't want to give too much away.
Teaspoonie, apparently.
Wooden spoonie, from what I've heard. But,
it was a spoonie.
Yeah. Was it not?
No.
Vernon?
No, it's his name on a Radio 1.
Not Scott Mills, is it?
No,
right. No, but, I mean, I don't want to embarrass you, because it's your first morning in with us and everything, but, no, this man in particular said that, you were lovely.
Good.
And you were very gentle.
Can we leave it at that, please?
What? She's a gentle, caressing kind of girl.
I think you should move on now. Yeah. We need to make George feel comfortable.
He's to swing from the lampshade, apparently.
Thanks, Rachel.
There's the... He's to dress up.
Did he?
Yeah.
As what?
Cannonball. George will be there with the bare braces going, rock on, Tommy. You're a little liar. And he goes, well, I'm not called Tommy.
But yeah, the first bit's right.
Yeah. Go on, I'll let you do it, George. What time is it?
It's 8:08.
Beautiful. Right, for those of you texting in, by the way, saying, where is Dominic? Dominic is away. We can't tell you why. He just is. Trust me.
We want some extra listeners, because we think we are great. So if you like our station, then please go tell a mate. If you can get some of your mates to tune to Radio 1, we promise that we'll have a day of free biscuits and buns.
Right, you two playing a second before that, a bit of Tom Craft Loneliness, obviously.
Chris Moyle Show.
It's contractual that we play it every other hour.
National Radio.
past 8, Friday mornings, Radio 1. I'm Chris Moyles. This is my friend Dave.
Morning.
And Carrie and Rachel. And Dominic is not here today. Georgina Bowman is reading the news. Hi, George.
Hi, Chris.
What are you eating?
Nothing.
Oh, I thought you were eating. Oh, no. Don't open your mouth, I believe you.
Right.
Dominic is not here today. Can't really talk about it. It's a bit uncomfortable, but if you've seen the newspapers, you'll know why. Mm. He was allegedly attacked by Peggy Mitchell late last night after a row at a bingo hall in the East End of London. Details are very, very vague.
And we can't say too much because obviously this is going to be a case pending.
Yeah, but apparently the police were called and you know, it was just all, you know, and Barbara's boobs accidentally fell out. And
But Don, we just want to wish you all the best, obviously, and, you know.
And all that. Right. So in the newspaper today, I'm just going to get me out of here. If you don't want to know, switch radio off for the next 45, 60 seconds. Because the tips are of who's going to go in there, by the way. Do you want to know?
Yep.
All right. Once again, it's a very bizarre throw a six to start list that includes Jenny Frost.
Oh, that's a good move.
Okay. Lisa Faulkner.
Mm, also good.
Margaret Thatcher's daughter, Carol.
Yeah.
Jilly Goulden, the wine expert, where she thinks that all wine smells of fields.
Yeah.
David Dickinson.
Funny.
Sid Owen.
Yeah.
From EastEnders.
There will be humour value.
Anthony Costa from Blue.
Again.
And here's my favourite one. American basketball man Dennis Rodman.
Oh, him. Is he the one that goes out with Carmen Electric or whatever?
He used to.
Used to, yeah.
He's with all the tattoos and the piercings and the hair and that.
Yeah.
Mm. He went out with Madonna as well, didn't
great
he?
Great player. But anyway, so that's the list. Oh, and Jimmy Osmond.
Again, good.
I mean, the celebrity bookers for these shows, I mean, what a job this
Haven't
is.
We met Jimmy Osmond. We met one of the Osmonds, randomly.
Yeah.
Was it Jimmy?
I don't know. Do you know what? It could have been Jimmy
I think Osmond. It was Jimmy.
You're right, it could be Jimmy Osmond.
Morning, Jimmy, if you're listening.
And also, in today's Daily Star, on page 17, is Orla from Big Brother, looking very, very, very sexy. However, disappointingly, very orange in the page.
And also, as I said before, this bit here, this is very visual, but this bit here, between boobs, is too wide.
Yes, but you know what, though? I could live with that.
No, but it's too...
I know, it's a bit too wide.
If you measure it, it's proportionally too wide.
Yeah, it's the same size, the same width as a tyre from a BMW.
Yeah.
So...
Easty-westy, isn't that what you call it?
It is a bit easty-westy. Mm.
Do you know what, though? She's still really fit.
Mm.
Morning, Orla. Oh, she won't be listening, will she? So we're just getting in from one of them trendy London night spots.
And China Blacks or something.
Yeah, something like that. Do you know what I mean? Mm. You know, ragamuffins or whatever it is. I don't know.
Whatever. Do they still go to Tramp?
I don't know. It's all these nightclubs with one word.
I don't know. We never get invited to these places.
And there's no Ritzy anymore for these people. It's all, you know, razzle.
Well, then again, you know, we were out showbizzing last night, you know, with some of some of London's trendiest.
Oh, kind of. Right, I have a Guess Who.
Have you?
George, have you now, did we play Guess Who in the afternoons?
We did.
Right, so you know the rules. Only questions I can answer yes or no to, and you must start with, is it a man or a woman you choose, and then you know that, obviously. Well, who would like to go first?
Me.
Rachel would like to go first. By the way, this Guess Who is a classic. I saw this person yesterday, and it's an absolute classic.
Tell me this, is it better or worse than Bobby Gillespie?
Better.
Better?
Yeah. You ready?
Yep.
Right.
Is it a man?
Ooh.
Is this man a singer? Is this man in a band? Is this man English? Does this man have a hit out at the moment or is kind of a current artist?
I need more on that question.
Does he have an album out at the moment?
Yes, but that could be misleading.
Okay. Does he have a famous wife?
I don't believe so, no. George.
Okay, is he someone that ladies fancy?
Sorry, I'm gonna say no.
Ugly.
No, not ugly, but it's not It ain't your Kian from Westlife, right? Do you know what I mean?
Well, I don't fancy him.
Well,
yeah, but you've got odd taste.
Is he over the age of 30?
Yes.
Over the age of 40?
Yes.
Is he from the north of England?
No. Dave?
Is he from the south of England?
Yes.
Is he a Cockney?
Yes.
Would you describe the band from which this singer comes as very much a Radio 1 band?
What, a current Radio 1 band?
Well, of the last...
No,
of the last 5 years. But I've really had to go, haven't I? Move on.
Oh.
Hmm.
Does this person have long hair?
Oh, sorry. No. Sorry, they don't. No. George?
Is everyone in the band over 40?
Yep.
Are they kind of quite old, but kind of quite cool?
As in... Well, yeah, I would say yes, they are a cool band, but not a cool band like you two are a cool band, but they are a cool band. If they did a gig, you might go and see them.
Okay.
I would.
Are they over 50?
Don't think so. I'll give you a clue, because as we're going kind of round and round. It was amazing that I saw this person yesterday.
That's not a clue.
It's a current Guess Who for the show.
I think I might know.
I've got no idea.
Steal it, Rachel.
It's not Sting, is it?
No, it's not Sting.
Oh, what, famous Cockney?
George, yeah. What are you thinking?
I don't know where he's from.
It's Newcastle. Was the word amazing a clue?
What?
Just then. It wasn't.
No.
Okay.
Somebody's already got it on
is he connected to the show?
Adrian knows. We have mentioned this person's name this week. We mentioned this person yesterday.
Oh, hang on, we talked about Charles and Eddie.
Yeah.
It wasn't them. Oh, is it in that conversation?
I don't know which conversation it was, but we talked about this person on the air yesterday, and then I went home, I'm in a cab, and I go through a certain part of London.
Oh, I know who it is.
And I saw it.
I know who the person is. I know who it is, and his name is Suggs.
Correct!
Did we really talk about Suggs yesterday?
Yes, we talked about Suggs in Kempton Town.
I was doing my Suggs impression.
Yes. Kempton Town, I'll meet you by the undergame.
Call me and I'll quote you happy. Mm. So, MFI, the deals are all on. So, I've been in the cab and I just started laughing to myself. And the cab driver was looking at me funny because we had the conversation. I was doing my Suggs impression. Camden Town, I'll meet you by the underground. And then I'm driving through Camden and I see him. How bad is that?
Mad.
Hello, Chris. How are you doing? That's exact. Shut up, George. That's exactly how Suggs speaks. I've got to say, George reading the news is lovely. She brings a certain feminine element to the world of news and information.
I think you sound more like David Essex.
There is a bit of David Essex in there as well.
Yeah, I can tell.
But David's a little bit, though, raspy, isn't he?
No, now you're Grant or Phil.
I'm not, no. This would be Grant or Phil. Get off me, love. That'd be them, allegedly. I'm not that I know anything. Yeah, so anyway, morning, Suggs. How are you? 8:24. We'll do Celebrity 2 with Tango with George in a bit as well. That'll be in the past. Nice game of play. I'm just currently watching the video of when we went back to my hometown of Leeds on Monday. You can watch it at Radio 1 Hotline. It's written, produced, directed, edited
by Will Kinderberg.
You see everything that happened in Leeds. You can see the crowd at 6:55, all 25 of them.
Yep.
You can see Allard going to do a live Sting ring with Rob DJ at Rob's house, which is very uncomfortable to watch. He answers and goes, "Ah, Allard!" It's just so fake. But he didn't know we were coming. He genuinely didn't know, but it just looks like it's such a fake setup. Anyway, you can see. And actually, you can see Tracy DJ, Rob's missus, and one of the baby DJs.
Can you?
Yeah. If you look carefully. And then you see at 9 o'clock, whatever, the crowd's really built by then, and Embrace Come On, and it's all good. So check out the video. It's really good. bbc.co.uk/Radio 1, and have a look at our video of when we went home to Leeds. Well, I went home on Monday.
Nice.
Ooh, beautiful.
I've got to say, Chris.
Yes, Sting?
Yeah, I wish we'd
Sting?
Have been.
Sting? So
sorry.
I'm not Sting. I'm Suggsy. Come on, you crazy lemon. Get with the program. It isn't.
That's going to be Westwood.
I'm going like Westwood
bit,
now.
A little bit posh Westwood. Mmm. Salmon sandwiches.
I don't. It's.
That's a bit Frank Spencer.
It's going. Bitty.
And then from that, you go a wiggle bit like this, and then you become George from Rainbow. I am a pinky bubble.
You should take this act on
Seriously,
tour.
I am the Bobby Davro.
You should. Honestly, I think you could play small theatres up and down the country.
I am a pinky bubble. Yes, you're a pinky bubble. But I, at the end of
The clever bit is that you do every voice.
You're all the voices.
All the voices. But yeah. You'd probably need to employ a curtain.
Starring Suggs, Tim Westwood, and many others, and me, Chris Moyles. Hi. That Edinburgh Festival. Get us booked in.
Right, next year.
Go on.
Oh, my goodness. Here, you name a star, right, and I'll do the voice, right? So, you know. Here I am. I'm Suggsy. Quote me happy. The name of star.
Oh, Sean Connery.
Oh, God. And here comes Sean Connery.
Sausages.
Cilla Black.
Surprise, surprise, they're sausages.
Oh, look, it's Terry Wogan. I think it would work, Rachel.
Bath Windsor.
Who comes? Boutros Ghali. Shut up, smart ass. I don't know about
that. Kofi Annan.
Yeah, all right, whatever. Hello, it be Kofi Annan speaking. How you doing? Peace, love and happiness. It's how he talks, Dave. It's how he talks. Right, so coming up in a bit, we'll do Slanted Two-Word Tango. Now, for those of you who don't know what it is, Dick and Dom in the bungalow on a Saturday morning used to do Slanted Two-Word Tango. They stopped doing it, and we've kind of inherited it. Since then, Dick and Dom have now decided, and through public demand, that Slanted Two-Word Tango is going to go back to Dick and Dom in the bungalow as of tomorrow morning.
Because of us.
Because of us bringing it back, kind of, then their popularity of it. I think the girl in the advert looks like your sister.
She does look like my sister, actually. Yeah,
she does.
Hmm.
Anyway, so, Slanted Two-Word Tango with Georgina Bowman for the first time, coming up in just a few seconds, and we'll play the Strokes as well. We're contractually obliged every other hour. After we get some news from George, it's just gone 8:30.
With Georgina Bowman, first for travel information.
So, one road travel, it's Friday, that means Cornwall, I think. The A390's closed at the Gunners Lake Junction, that's in Gunners Lake, because of roadworks. I would probably avoid it, but that's easy for me to say sitting here.
With Georgina Bowman.
It's 8:35.
George?
Yeah?
I hate to be picky, but wasn't Gunners Lake in Devon an hour ago?
It was, it's moved.
It's now in Cornwall.
Yeah, in an hour's time it'll be back in Devon. It does
really?
That. Gunners Lake does that, yeah.
That is weird.
I didn't know that.
It's the only place in the country
it
that
It moves
just,
from county to county.
Yeah. Only when the clocks have gone back.
You learn something new every day. Right, you ready to play Slanted Two-Word Tango?
Yes.
Here are the rules.
You gotta listen out for this guy. He's a famous name, but don't flop. Something like Sebastian Coe, Celebrity Two-Word Tango.
I love the fact that it's a kids' TV show and the Sebastian Coe reference just won't go way over their heads. But anyway, right, so you have to name a celebrity. You can't repeat it. It has to be their name and not the character name. So you'd have to say Russ Kemp instead of Grant Mitchell. Who would like to start?
Me.
Okay, now, Rachel, are we going to do the added game of connect the names on
no,
that?
No, I think this time. We should keep it simple because it's the first time that George has done it.
Okay. Thanks, Rachel.
All right. You ready, George?
Yeah.
If you're nervous reading the news at 7, wait till you do this. Right, are you starting?
I'll start.
You, okay. Right.
Gary Wilmot.
Anne Robinson.
Ross Kemp.
Scott Mills.
Floella Benjamin.
Oh, nice.
Frank McAvenny.
Frank Boff.
Brian Cant.
Brian Blessed.
Ooh.
Paul Daniels.
Tony Wilson.
Bobby Davro.
Bob Wilson.
Steve McFadden.
Victoria Wood.
Fred Talbot.
Chris Akabusi.
Chris Martin.
David Beckham.
Joe Brand.
Chinny Achiray.
Michael Fish.
Keith Chegwin. George, man. I'm stood here going, this is flying. Even Carrie's.
I was on a belter today.
Did you write any down?
No, I didn't. I just got a few in my head before we started.
No, that's good. Oh, I like that. That makes me laugh every time, that ridiculous game.
You just get so stressed. I can feel myself rising in the chair going, ooh.
And me.
I'm not every morning.
That's why that desk goes up and down, Carrie.
Frank McAvenny, brilliant. Chris Akabusi, brilliant. Fluella Benjamin, where did that come from?
I don't know, it was just in my head.
You have the Fluella Benjamin in your head. I like that, that was good. Did you enjoy that, George?
Hanging my head in shame.
Right. Okay. We'll speak to Scott Mills in when?
Next.
10 minutes?
Yes.
Okay, brilliant. Nice. Scott Mills coming up then. Right, the Strokes last night and then the Sugar Babes and then we'll meet Mr. Scott Mills.
This is Radio 1, where soon you'll hear Joe Wiley and all the other DJs who make you feel all smiley. Zane Lowe, Judge Jules, Pete Tong, and our mate Tim Westwood. But Chris remains the saviour, cos he's dead good.
Yeah. And Scott Mills is on to
the Chris Moyle Show. Woo!
I like boys.
Oh, well, thank you, Mr. Scarf.
Sugar Babes and Push the Button, and remember that time we pushed the button to play it first?
And we pushed the wrong button, didn't we?
Yeah.
Played the follow-up single early. It was an exclusive.
It was an exclusive.
Yeah, surprised to even us.
Yes, Alad?
No, it's okay.
No, go on.
The new song will be on Radio 1's playlist next week, so we'll be playing it for real, properly.
Yep. We'll end up playing something that, you know, went something early for me.
Play round or something.
Right, so it's the end of DJ's Go Home this week. Radio 1 DJ Scott Mills today is going home to his hometown of Southampton.
Mm-hmm.
And many people I know love Scott's show, but they want to know a little bit more about him. They want to know the background. They want to know about the man, not the myth. Mm. They want to know about the legend, not the lies. So, strap yourselves in. Let's have our unofficial history of Mr. Scott Mills.
Scott Mills was born in England years ago and hails from the seaside resort of Portsmouth on the south coast. This is where he'll be returning today for lots of fun and frolics with his crazy Radio 1 team. The early days for Scott were very strange. He tried to come to terms with the fact that he was different to the other kids. While they were all out playing football and stuff, Scott preferred to stay at home in his bedroom, dreaming of a day when he'd become a top disc jockey and voice of authority across the length and breadth of the UK. After many sad hours spent alone in his bedroom playing only with himself, his big break finally came when he got the call from Homebase FM, and from his tiny acorn sprouted a huge oak tree as Scott finally hit the airwaves. Mills proved himself to be adequate at playing records, and soon the big time came a-knocking as an opening opened at National Radio 1, and Scott grabbed it with both his hands. Many felt he'd never last in the cut-and-blow world of national radio, but here he is returning to Portsmouth with Paul Young, his musical guest who'll be turning up in full costume to celebrate the fact that his new video is a remake of Top Cat. Wow! Scott's bound to be cock-a-hoop at having the chance to take Paul Young and Crazy Chappers back to his hometown to meet his mum, Hayley, who apparently does the best roast in mainland Britain. Extra stuffing for me, please, Scott. Goodbye! So, strap yourself in and prepare for the ride of your life as Scott Mills goes home to his home from where he's from originally. In day 5 of the Radio 1 DJ's Go Home thing, only on Radio 1.
Beautiful. Morning, Scott.
Morning.
How are you?
Very good. Was Alan reading that?
No, it's all off the top of his head.
I knew it all.
Goodbye.
Honestly, you said I was going to be in Portsmouth. That's not good news for me as I hit the streets of Southampton at all.
Oh, he didn't get it wrong, did he?
He's going to throw rocks at my head.
Are you going to Southampton?
That's right.
Sorry.
It's the same place, though, isn't
Sorry.
It?
Sorry.
No, don't say that. Stop where you are.
We are joking. It's irony. So, I didn't think I'd ever ask you this, but did you have a roast with your mum yesterday?
No, but right. She just made me a hearty breakfast. I've just woken up in my old room this morning at my mum's house.
Now, I was talking to Edith yesterday. She was in her old room. How much of your old room is still the same from when you were a kid?
No, she's completely redecorated. The only thing that's still the same is that bloody single bed next to the radiator, which you burn your arse on. Right. It's a bit hot in here, isn't it?
Waking up with a burnt bottom.
In mine, by the way, I've still got the same head rest thing, you know, the headboard on top of the bed, which has still got a couple of stickers on, including one which says, I love CB, when I was into CB radio.
That's cool.
Yeah, isn't it?
Yeah.
1414 a copy. Breaker.
Also, can I just say, that game that you play off of Dick and Dom really stresses me out.
Why?
Just by listening to it. But I'm quite disappointed that Derek Griffiths wasn't on.
Well, I did say Brian Kemp.
Oh, Buchanan no, off after that.
Who, by the way, is with Colin and Edith today.
Why?
They don't know that. Neil Buchanan from Art Attack is on with Colin and Edith this afternoon.
Oh, wow.
I know.
That's
and
great.
And, of course, he was famous for doing number 73.
With Sandy Toxic.
That's right, who has no neck.
Like Gladstone Small, the cricketer.
Oh. So where are you right now?
At the moment, I'm in my mum's lounge.
All right.
She's just gone to work, and then at about 10:30, we're going to go out in central Southampton and start spreading the word about Radio 1.
Beautiful. I rang your house this morning. I'm sorry about that. And then we decided we rang your mobile, and do you know what? I've got to be honest. I thought you might do something like that. I thought it was very, very funny. We rang Scott to
gold.
We rang Scott to do a Sting ring, and on his answer phone message was Sting. But I believe the real Sting actually rang you, Scott. And left
really?
A message, so you'll be able to check that out later.
I'm going to check that back in a minute.
Yeah. I do have some kind of worrying news for you. We may have upset Will Young.
Why?
Because we rang him this morning as well.
Oh, no. What time?
7:20.
Oh, no.
Listen how wakey sounds. A minute later, he didn't actually say anything, he just put the phone down a minute later, so...
The thing is, right, he sounded that awake when I spoke to him about 6 p.m. on Wednesday.
Do you know, he sounded that awake on our show a few weeks back.
Listen, if he gives you any grief, you tell me, I'll be on the phone to her and I'll sort her right out.
The thing is, she said that she was ill.
Right.
So...
Well,
maybe that's why.
Still,
wasn't he ill on your show as well?
Yeah, he was ill. Like when he came in, like what, 3 weeks ago?
More.
Like that, 4 weeks ago.
Right.
And he obviously was well enough to fly to South Africa the next day and fly around in an aeroplane. But, no, I've got a soft spot for Will, and it's nice to see that you're bringing him home to Southampton.
Yeah. Now there's a slight. I mean, like you rang him quite early this morning, so that's good. Thanks for that. Mm. And. Now, there's a slight problem that we've got. You know, have you seen the video for Switch It On?
Do you know, I haven't actually seen it yet, but I know about it.
Blimey. Anyway,
what?
You need to see it.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you a fan?
It's just different.
Apparently, it's very butch. It's a parody of the movie Fight Club, I believe.
That's right. Will's the butchest one in it, though, by far, I'd say.
Is he?
Now, me and Chappers, in a crazy Radio 1 star, hired 2 USM announcers at great expense to me, which we're going to kind of prance around in the background with while he's doing Switch On. Do you think that's something he might like after the
morning? I think so. Chappers was trying to order the size of his helmet yesterday in the office.
Well, there you go.
We've also got 4 great moustaches to choose from. what was Goose's moustache like? I can't remember.
It was sort of light brown coloured, wasn't it?
Brilliant. Okay, I've got one of those.
So who'll be Goose?
I think Chappers.
Right, and so that will you turn around to him and say in a kind of Southern Megan accent, Goose, you big stirred?
I can do.
I think Laura should be Meg Ryan.
No, she should be Kelly the what's her name?
Kelly McGuinness.
You know, she's kind of attractive, but not really right.
No.
She won't be listening, sadly.
No, I think
that's
Kelly
or Laura.
Both I think she will.
Well, are you, now you're doing it from a school.
That's right, Bitton okay. Park School.
Okay, and obviously, sadly, you're not allowed to turn up unless you actually go to that school, because it'd be a bit random if, you know, people turn up, like grown men going, hello, can I come in? That's not right. So you can't go in, but it'll be full of kids. Do you like kids?
To me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't bear them, personally.
Yeah, you said that on Monday.
Yeah. Well, because they ask ridiculous questions.
Don't you think Galaxy is boring?
You know what I mean?
Well, yeah, obviously.
Yeah, is it?
How much money do you earn?
Yeah, I'll be all that.
How rude.
Yeah.
Do you like BMWs?
These are all the questions you'll get today, Scott.
What's the most famous number you've got on your phone?
Yeah. I'm sure I'll be fine.
So you're going to be dressed up as an American airman for the whole show?
Only for the performance, right. Switch it on.
Okay. Do you know what? I'm sure that Will Young will absolutely appreciate the humour.
I've kind of passed it by him already, and he sounded mightily unimpressed.
Yeah. Well, he wasn't massively impressed with your mum yesterday, was he?
No. But my mum went to the special time of trouble, and she has actually done this. They're now in a Tupperware container on the side in the kitchen.
No.
She has made him some fairy cake.
Fantastic. That is great. That is great.
Mm-hmm. That's what he asked for, that's what he's going to get.
Well, I'm sure you'll have a wonderful time.
We're going out in the city centre in about 2 hours, so we're going around kind of the High Street and Oxford Street and London Road. So.
Do you know what you should do? Why don't you dress Chappers up in the airman outfit?
Yeah,
and
put him in the precinct.
Put him in the centre of a town at exactly...
put him in the West Key Shopping Centre. Yeah,
exactly midday, right? And see how many people come up and salute him.
Well, should we do that?
Yeah. Yeah, do it.
Should we say that Chappers will be in the beginning bit of the West Key Shopping Centre midday?
Midday, exactly midday.
Also, take a big stereo thing with you and play Berlin's Take My Breath Away on a loop in the West Key Shopping Centre.
Oh, right, OK, I'm gonna so do that.
OK.
Midday, West Key Shopping Centre, Chappers as Goose.
But nobody...
You can't be missed.
Yeah, but you're not allowed to speak to him. You can't speak to him.
I'm not going with him.
No, but no, if you see him in the Shopping Centre, you've got to salute him. You can't actually speak to him.
You know, like you do with the changing of the guard, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
I'm going to do this thing today. How do you think this will go? Where I just keep saluting Will until he goes, what are you doing, Scott? And I say, I'm rogering you, Will. What do you think about that?
I think it's great.
Okay.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, though, Scott.
Don't you think Galaxy is boring?
Yes. I'm going to get that today. What do you think of Power FM? I'm going to get all that.
Is that still going?
Apparently, yeah. Someone...
Well, anyway, Scott. Are you up, by the way? Are you dressed? Have you got your danger?
Yeah.
Have you got your Danger Mouse PJs on?
I'm partly dressed, let's say.
Right.
Just leave it there, eh?
Is Will awake yet?
Will?
Yeah, give him a nudge.
Kinder.
Yeah, Will Young, you idiot.
No, Will's not with me now.
Oh, right. No, I thought, well, because I thought you took him home yesterday. Right, okay. I just had an image of you two snuggled up with you putting him on the other side so he burns his arse on the radiator.
No!
Eating fairy cake.
Yeah. So he turns up at the, you know, on the show today. How are you, Will? He goes, my arse is a bit sore from last night. And everybody goes, oh no! And he goes, no, because of the radiator! Because the radiator!
I'm walking funny, I've got a sore bottom.
That's what it is.
I really want to leave this conversation.
Scott, have a good show, we'll be listening.
Love you.
Love you too.
Love you
Scott.
Too.
Bye.
Okay, bye.
Now,
I thought that went well.
Now, will Scott put the phone down, or will he be professional and stay on the line until we go back and say thanks for that? He's still there. Now he's laughing. It's that awkward thing of, you know, do you hang on? And then when we say goodbye, we play a record. Do we leave him hanging for 45 seconds before we go, thanks for that, bye? Still there. Still there.
We've got the tedious link. He'll have to wait for a long time.
I know. We've only got another 15 seconds, then it's tedious link time, so we haven't got time to do anything. He's still there. How are you, Will?
Yeah, it's just really sore.
And I think it's a bit burned. You know, it really was. That radiance is hot stuff. Right, bye, Scott!
Okay, bye.
God love him.
Mm. And all that's there.
It's going to be a very, 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 very funny show then this afternoon from 4 o'clock. Don't miss it. Tedious Link, how do you get to today's from yesterday's Third Eye Blind and Semi-Charmed Life?
Third Eye Blind from America, as is Chevy Chase, who starred in the movie National Lampoon's Vacation alongside former model Christie Brinkley. Christie Brinkley is, or certainly used to be, married to Billy Joel. Billy Joel shares one name in common with Joel off of J.K. and Joel, whose surname is Hogg, a bit like Boss Hogg off of Dukes of Hazzard. The Dukes of Hazzard is a timeless classic which looks as good today as it did when it was first aired and was recently remade into a movie starring Jessica Simpson. Jessica Simpson shares the same initials as Jack Straw, who's the Foreign Secretary. The post of Foreign Secretary, as the name suggests, involves dealing with foreign stuff in other countries like France and Iraq and Cuba, to name but three. Three is the square root of nine, which is the total points achievable, without going into extra points as a result of a really tight match, in the game of squash. Squash is played on a court. Court of a different type is what happens to fish. Fish live in the sea along with lobsters and crustaceans and dolphins. And dolphins are a good example of a creature that is born slippy as a result of its smooth and aerodynamic shape, which links us predictably to this morning's Friday Classic Dance thing. It is Born Slippy by Underworld.
Got ya, got ya. Right, nice and loud. Here we go.
I just burnt my bum last night, didn't you?
You know, we were talking about scary things and scary records the other day.
Oh,
and the age of records, well, yeah. Next year that,
no.
too, will be 10 years old.
Wow. Scary Mary.
Scary Mary.
Great song, though. Still a good song. Underworld Born Slippy. Beautiful. Dave, a seamless link, I hope?
Yes, pretty much. There's a couple of people that are questioning Chevy Chase's nationality, suggesting he might be Canadian. However, I've checked now, and he was in fact born in New York, making him American, as stated correctly by me at the top of the link. And the only other thing really that
I've seen
out,
him in the flesh.
I know, you saw him in a hotel in Beverly Hills, did
yeah,
you not?
I did.
And I said that dolphins are a good example of a creature that is smooth and aerodynamic in shape. Well, aerodynamic obviously refers to something that travels through the air. Dolphins travel through the water, thus making them hydrodynamic, which is a word that I have just learned today.
Is that what they said at the beginning of that song in Greece?
Hydrodynamic. No, it's hydromatic.
I don't know. Still never seen it to this day.
Have you not?
No. Never seen Greece, Sad Night Fever, or The Sound of Music.
Oh, I've got The Sound of Music and Greece that you can borrow if you like.
I'd rather shoot myself in the face.
Two of my favourite films.
No.
You need to see Lord of the Rings first.
No.
What, before I see
The Sound of Music?
Yeah. Why will I not understand The Sound of Music without seeing Lord of the Rings?
We could take you to sing along The Sound
the
of Music.
The hills are allowed, Bilbo Baggins. Hello. I'd be like, who's he?
No, for you, it's more important that you see Lord of the Rings because you'll enjoy that more than you would Sound of Music.
I've got no interest in Lord
of the Rings.
I
didn't know there were songs in Lord of the Rings.
You don't like musicals.
Is there a nun in it?
Why would you want musicals? You don't like them.
Hang on. What?
Sorry.
All right.
Aled's gone more into Aled world.
Mm. I have absolutely no interest in The Sound of Music or Grease. No interest at all in seeing Grease.
They're both brilliant.
Mary Poppins, have you seen that yet?
Mary Poppins I've seen. Of course I've seen that.
Great.
Not stupid. But, you know, the hills are... Shut up. The hills are not alive, you silly cow.
That is my favourite film.
You are a
no,
loser.
I love it.
Oi, she's not a loser for liking that film.
No, she's a loser for saying it's her favourite.
I love rubbish films, but that I like, if that makes sense.
Doe, a deer, a female deer.
Put the kettle on, Alad.
I hate films like that. I want to kill everybody in it. I hate them all.
We should look into that.
Snotty little kids.
You right, how can you diss it when you haven't seen it?
I've seen chunks of it on television every Christmas.
You can't.
Daddy, shut up, snivelling little cow.
Well, that's the point.
Put the tweenies on and have some cider and pipe down.
Father.
But then that's the point. She brings some life into their life, so they do change and chill out a little bit more.
I don't think she should have bothered. She should have stayed at that house in London with the chimney sweep.
Nunnery.
Or whatever. Mary Poppins.
Convent, that'll be the one I'm looking for.
Nunnery.
There is a nunnery, though, isn't there? That's where they make nuns. That's where they make them in the factory.
Mm.
Anyway, what the hell are we talking about? Half time of the show, it's a bit where Dave will say,
let's get ready to rumble!
Oh, I hate musicals. I hate musicals. Hate them all.
I know it's a generalisation, but I don't like the theatre generally.
Well, that's stupid. Have you seen Mamma Mia yet?
No.
Oh, man, I've got to tell you, that's Double Bubble. Not only is it a musical, but it's bloody ABBA songs.
Is that bad?
Oh, I'd rather chop my fingers off. Sorry. No. Mama, where you go, Mama? I got to go see Mia. Mama, Mia, ding, ding, ding. Oh, get lost, please. Do me a favour. And as for Queen the musical.
That sounds like purgatory. I'd rather go out drinking with you, Alice.
Oh, okay.
Queen the musical. Ben Elton and the rest of Queen who agreed to it should be ashamed of themselves. Queen the musical, set in a time where music is banned. Shut up!
Is that what it is?
Yes!
I don't think
what
that's
what
it
are you that. Talking about? Freddie Mercury? This is how you show him respect by doing Queen the musical. Shut up! Ben Elton, you're a funny man. Go back to your writing, go back to your comedy, stay away from the musicals. Thank you.
I told him.
Now Vernon Kay's getting on the act. Right, what's he on about now?
Vernon Kay is a man who's in touch with his, you know,
feminine
side. Sensitive side.
Tell
and will understand how musicals work.
Yeah.
And you're the poorer for not getting it, frankly.
Vernon, I'm going to ring you.
Give me a few days and I'll take you out. We can see Mary Poppins, Mamma Mia.
Yeah, you're all right. I don't want to go out with you see Harry Poppins.
It'll be cool. Mary Poppins will be good.
Hello, I know, mate. Vernon!
Hi, Christopher. Good morning, team.
Good morning.
Good morning, Vern.
Good morning, the nation.
What have you just texted me saying?
Go and see The Producers in the West End. It's absolutely brilliant.
Is it a musical?
Yes.
I've seen that. It's good.
It's good, isn't it, Ray?
Yes.
Is that the Mel Brooks one, Vern? Yeah.
That's the one.
Is that with Lee Evans in it?
Used to be.
Oh, is he not in it anymore?
Not anymore.
And the fat fella who was in The Birdcage?
That's the one.
Is he still in it?
Nathan Lane, I think his name is. Right. I'm not too sure.
Yeah, you're right. He is Nathan Lane. Yeah. No, and you see, now maybe I'd go and see that, but I just, you know.
Matey, I'm telling you, it will change your whole outlook, not only on life, but of musicals as well.
Right. Are you a big fan of the musicals?
Well, to be honest, I'm like you. I hate musicals.
No.
But when your mum and dad come down, Michael Jackson, what was all that about? When your mum and dad come down to London.
Can I just stop? I need to stop you. Right, that comment went over everybody's head in the studio. Now Dave's got a look of, your mum was down with Michael Jackson.
Hang on, when your mum and dad come down and then you do the Blockbusters.
No, Fortunes, Game Show Marathon. By the way, how many weeks of Game Show Marathon did you do, Vernon?
Seven.
How many did you lot see? None.
I was out every weekend.
I have a life on Saturday.
BAFTA winning it. So have I, Sky Plus it.
Oh, yeah.
Pull your finger out.
Well,
it's invented for.
Aren't rich as you.
So anyway, and the question was, name a scary monster from a movie or something.
From film or television.
And his dad said, Michael Jackson. To be fair though, Vernon, something that's difficult to eat with false teeth, wasn't it? Something like that.
Yeah, curry.
Curry, said Vernon.
Hang on 1 second, Chris.
Yep.
Say good morning to Uncle Christopher. Say good morning.
Morning. Hello.
Say hi.
I'm not good with kids.
Say hi.
Hi. Hi, hello. Can't understand a word I'm saying, can you, love?
She thinks you're the voice of God now.
Right.
Because she's looking around the room. Anyway, can we talk about musicals?
No.
Alright.
I'm bored.
The Producers is out as a film in December.
It was a film before you.
Okay, I know, but it's coming out again in December 2005.
And now, Madness the Musical.
You know, that would be good.
Maybe I'd go to that. Well, they did it, didn't they? I'd maybe do that. Dave and I wanted to write Wet, Wet, Wet the Musical.
Mm.
No, you got to go with it, right? And it's based on a small Scottish island, right? At a pillow factory, as in Mighty Pillow.
Yeah.
And what you do is... Hey! Yeah, Dada. She's... Is she listening to me saying dada?
Yeah.
Oh, that's quite worrying.
Mama.
Mm? Yeah.
Mama.
Mama. Dada. Oh. Yeah. Vernon?
Yeah.
Does she say what else?
She says, can I listen to the Serbia of Radio 1?
Of course she does.
When she was eating a Weetabix this morning, she said, Daddy, Daddy, is it true that Uncle Christopher spanked Johnny Vaughan's bum bum in London?
It is true. It is true, baby Marvin. Yeah. Anyway, there you go. So where are you doing the show from tomorrow?
Well, we're doing it from Manchester.
Pourquoi, which is French for why?
Well, it's DJs go home, and one of the weekend DJs has got to go home. So we are going up to Manchester tonight. We're going to see the Gorillaz performing live,
right?
Which I think is an experience to behold. And then we're going to do the show from Manchester tomorrow morning.
But you're from Bolton.
I know, there's no major radio facility.
Hey, I did our show from a bus.
Oh, yeah.
You can borrow it if you want.
Will you lend me your big fun bus?
I lend you my big fun bus if you so desire. I like where this is going. Anyway, listen, how's Tess?
She's brilliant.
Yeah?
She's fan-dabby-dozy.
Have you been down to Strictly Come Dancing yet?
Not yet.
Right.
I'll tell you what,
mm-hmm.
to ease you into the musicals vibe, we should go to Strictly Come Dancing.
I can't, yeah. Vern, I can't.
Why?
Because, don't make me say it, Vern. I can't.
Chris, one day... you will be able to fit into Lycra.
Watch yourself, mouth. It's not that. It's the fact that
Can't dance?
No, of course I can dance. I'm like Justin Timberlake, but bigger. And ballroom dancing, I've got to be honest, it ain't my thing.
Well, I'll tell you what, right? It wasn't mine either until I went down and watched it.
Right.
No, my whole life is full of sequins.
Yeah, but you're easily...
Alice, do you agree?
You're easily turned on, Vernon Kay. Do you know what I mean? The jury is still out. There are rumours on Potbitch about you.
You're too much in touch with your feminine side.
Well, to be honest with you, I am going to go down and see Scott and Will Young getting it on this afternoon.
I wouldn't say getting it on, but yeah, there'll be some uniform action.
In a musical wear, that's
sure.
What I meant.
I appreciate that. Vernon Kay, ladies and gentlemen, I love Vernon. Do you know, he sent me a text yesterday saying, hello, big man, or whatever, and I replied saying, hello, I miss you, and he didn't bother replying.
Well, he missed you.
Can you believe
much?
That? Didn't even reply.
Probably missed your text.
It's kind of a, you know, when you got 5 minutes on your hand, I like to doff my cap to the big man, just make sure everything's all right, and then move on.
I was listening to your show the weekend. How sad is this, right? I'm in my flat, I've got the radio on, must have been Saturday or Sunday, it was Sunday morning, so it was the lighting. And you said you're going. Oh, hey, what a great tune! One of my favourites. Oh, Mock Turtles, can you dig it? Or whatever the hell you play all your favourites. And then you went right, DJs go home. Hey, Miles, going up, my lads. Good morning, big man. And I actually found myself. I turned around and went, morning, Vernon. And then suddenly thought, what am I doing? I'm talking to my very sexy bow sound wave in the corner of the kitchen. What's going on? Talking to the radio like a madman.
Spreading the word, you see.
Morning, Vernon.
Morning, big man.
Where is Ms. Daly today?
She's on her way to Cornwall, I think, because she...
Well, hey, let's hear it for Cornwall, Phoebe.
Yeah.
And, woo, Cornwall. Frank Skinner, by the way, quote of the year, by the way, about Bruce Forsyth on Strictly Come Dancing. Frank Skinner goes, I've got to watch it every week for Bruce Forsyth, because when you watch him, it's like you get the same feeling when you watch, you know, a waiter carrying a big pile of plates. You know what I mean? You just never know, do you, when it's all going to go down, if you pardon the expression. Right, well, anyway, look, talk to you later.
Thank you, big man.
Are you coming into town today to record T4 and pretend it's live at the weekend?
No, I'm not. Well, because I'm going home... I'm going home.
Do you want to go look after Phoebe?
Well, to be honest with you, she's pointing at the radio saying, is he really my daddy?
She's pointing at the radio going, this is one hell of a long link. Why aren't they going to do a segue or something?
She loves you, Chris Evans.
Oh! How dare you, Dermot O'Leary!
Christopher Miles.
Bye-bye!
Rachel! The lines are open for car park catchphrase. 08700 100 100. You need to be in a car, know your catchphrases, and be in a car
so
park.
So insulted.
That number again, 08700 100 100.
I'm going ginger! Going ginger!
Thank you!
James Blunt. So many text messages coming in now about people going to musicals. I was forced into going to see Queen the musical. It was the worst day of my life. And then someone else going, you're full of poo, Chris. You peasant. Musicals are good. Hey, that's told me. Good and proper.
Hey, you peasant.
Yeah. I'm full of poo, apparently. Mm. Yeah, well, you're full of right, coming up. Razorlight and the Bob Sinclair record, Love Generation, after we get some final news and sport with George and Carrie. It's just gone 9:30.
With Georgina Bowman. She's fit.
Thank you. It's Friday, so I thought you were going to say something else then. It's Friday, so that means the South West. The A390's closed at the Gunners Lake Junction. That's in Gunners Lake in the South West because of roadworks. I would probably avoid it, but that's easy for me to say sitting here.
With Georgina Bowman. She's fit and easy.
It's 9:34.
All right, let's do round two. You gotta listen out for this gap. It's a famous name, but don't flap. Something like Sebastian Coe, celebrity two-word tango. Right, okay. Oh, hello, I'm over here. Right, so you ready then, Georgina Bowman?
I'm ready now, yeah.
By the way, Dominic is off, hence George is here. That's that, end of. Can't talk about it. He was involved in a fracas with Wellard from EastEnders.
Mm-hmm.
we did very well last time on round one of this, and George fluffed it, but we got over halfway through, I'd say. Now, who'd like to start?
Me.
George, would you like to start?
No, let Carrie start. Okay. Is it going round that way, though?
Yep.
Yes.
Yeah.
Just for the listeners, by the way, it's that way.
Clockwise. Means nothing to you because you don't know where we sat. But
you ready?
Yep.
Clockwise, surely we'd be clockwise anyway.
No. Yes. No. But it depends on where we're sat, the geography of the studio as to the order. If you can't see us, it doesn't mean anything.
10:35.
Christopher Biggins. Mm.
Tom Petty.
David Blunkett.
Vernon Kay.
Paul Gascoigne.
Debbie McGee.
Nina Nana.
Des O'Connor.
Melanie Sykes.
Graham Lasseau.
Bob Hoskins.
Doogie Donnelly.
Judy Finnegan.
Richard Madeley.
David Dickinson.
Rolf Harris.
Alison Moyet.
Emmeline Hughes. Oh no.
Shane McGowan.
Steve Cram.
Jenny Frost.
George Alagaya.
George Foreman.
Oh!
Rubbish! Rubbish! Rubbish!
I'm going to do it again.
Yeah. Oh no! No, I've relaxed now.
It's all right, you can still say ones that we've done in the last one, but not, right, repeat properly. Rubbish! Rubbish! Do you know what I do? I don't know about you. I try and think of something, and then Rachel or you will say something, and I'll go, oh, and I'll change.
Get distracted, and then you'll forget about the one that you thought before.
And I also don't pay attention to what most people say. Once I've said mine, I don't really hear George's or Carrie's, because you're thinking. Right, who's starting?
Me. Danny Glover.
Nigel Mansell.
Jeremy Kyle.
Jeremy Beadle.
You could have gone for the Chelsea player.
Jeremy.
Oh, Jeremy.
Jeremy. Jeremy. So technically you're all right.
But it's two word tango, so she wouldn't have been allowed him.
Or Jeremy.
Jera is his first Jera. Name.
Jeremy.
Me. Surname. One more, right. George, you start, by the way.
Okay. Vernon Kay.
Ah.
Linford Christie.
Oh.
Telly Savalas.
Sally Gunnell.
Chris Tarrant.
Anthony Costa.
Sue Barker.
Sam Kane.
Bruce Forsyth.
Kat Deeley.
Dane Bowers. Natasha Kelly.
Elton Wellesby.
Tom Cruise.
Elvis Presley.
Dermot Murnaghan. Elton John.
Bruce Dickinson.
Dale Winton.
Annika Rice.
Roger Taylor. Robbie Williams.
Tony Basil.
Paul Daniels.
Tony Hadley.
Frankie Howard. Kylie Minogue.
Martin Kemp.
Jason Donovan.
Bobby Ball.
Simon Le Bon. Jason Orange.
Chris Christopherson.
Chris Akabusi.
Tommy Cannon.
Mark Owen. Paula Radcliffe.
Tim Vincent.
Bobby Ball.
Chris Moyles.
That's the first time you've ever done it.
First time. Come on.
We rock.
Right, that's it. I'm going home. Our work here is done. Goodbye, everybody. Have a great life.
We want some extra listeners because we think we are great. So if you like our station, then please go tell a mate. If you can get some of your mates to tune to Radio 1, we promise that we'll have a day of free biscuits and buns.
Today's buns, fairy cakes.
The Chris Moyle Show.
With Scott Mills from 4.
National Radio 1.
I have terrible sad news for everybody. The text messages erupted. We were so pleased ourselves for doing Celebrity Two-Way Tango from start to finish. And I'm sorry to say that I let the side down. Apparently Rachel said Bobby Ball and then I said Bobby Ball. Bobby Ball was done twice on the show. Sorry, Bobby.
Does that make it void?
I think it was me who let everybody down, actually. I think I said it after you.
Oh, really? Mm. Oh, I hope so.
Does that make the game void?
It makes it void.
Can't repeat a name.
So close.
I want to know. I think I said it. I love this text. Chris said Bobby Ball before that chick did. So, in fact, you all failed in the last hurdle. Ha ha. Ben from Brum. And nice use of the word chick in reference to Rachel. Yeah, Rachel, you chick.
Anyway. Rachel, got some cake there.
Yeah, you got icing on your gob.
Have I?
Mm. Yeah.
Lovely those cakes, though.
Hello?
What?
Don't just say that because we don't want loads and loads of people to send us in free cakes, do we? Radio 1, London W1N4 DJ.
For Car Park Catchphrase, and here's your host, Chris Moyles.
Good morning, Car Park fans.
That was nice.
Did you like that?
I like that one.
Well, I'm pleased that you liked it.
That was almost like a musical, Car Park fan.
Well, it was, yes.
Good morning.
Good morning, Roy Walker.
Hello, Roy.
You a legend, sex god, game show host man.
Thank you, Chris. Another lovely introduction.
Yes. How are you feeling today?
It's Friday, so life is good.
Thank you very much. That's nice of you.
Your hair looks nice today, Chris.
My hair is nice today, but it's not anywhere near as nice as Carrie's. Carrie has got new hair.
Got new hair, Roy.
Yeah.
Hello, Carrie.
Hello, Roy.
Hello.
Hello, Roy.
Stop it, please.
Does Carrie not like me?
No, she doesn't.
And I don't like you. I love you, Roy.
Whatever.
I'm cutting my nails.
Nice. Thanks for that, Roy. Lovely image.
I'm sure you are. You know what I mean?
She's my favourite, you know.
Is she?
She really.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
But what about George, though? George was reading the news today for the first time on the show.
I'm up for it.
Nah, I know about it. I don't know if she is, so
Ooh, yes, please.
It's quite a compliment, Georgie.
Wow.
He's liking a bit of you.
Yeah.
Well up.
Lucky me.
Yeah. Lucky you indeed.
We should go for a drink sometime.
Tonight, Roy.
Wicked.
Okay.
Let's go, Daddy O.
Okay, all right, nice.
You look nice.
All right, just stop, right? Okay. You weirdo. Right, let's get on with the game, please.
Please welcome on line one, it's contestant number one.
Contestant number one, what's your name and where do you come from?
Hi, Chris. I'm Michael and I'm from Doncaster.
Hooray! Lovely.
I don't know anyone who'd live there.
Fair enough. What do you do?
I'm a chef.
Chef?
Yeah.
Beautiful. Now, you know, to be a world-renowned chef, right?
Yeah.
I think you need a name that is very distinctive. Mm. You have Gordon Ramsay, which sounds very grand. You've got
Anthony Worrell Thompson.
You've got that. You know, they're all grand names. What's your full name?
Michael Locock.
Brilliant. I can see that up in lights above the name of a restaurant.
You're just blown away, aren't you?
Yeah,
we're blown away.
I'm blown away by Locock.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, Allard, I am starving. Fancy a nosh? Let's go to Locock's.
Let's
go there for some scran.
Sounds good to me.
I believe their sticky toffee pudding is to die for. And as for their apple Betty, whatever, I don't know, I'll go with it. Anyway, beautiful. So where do you work?
I work at Woods Tea Rooms.
Woods Tea Rooms, so you've got a long way to go then for you. What's the best thing you make?
We make Rosties, and we make the most amazing Rosties.
Rosties?
Yeah.
And I like them. They're like cornflakes with sugar, aren't they?
They're nothing like
Frosties.
Frosties I'm thinking of.
Right.
See what I did there?
That was really clever.
I know, it was really funny.
Oh, you're amazing.
Yeah, all right, don't push it, smart ass. All right.
I wouldn't want to get stuck in a lift with him.
I wouldn't want to get stuck in a lift with him.
Oh, hey!
No thanks.
Oh, come on now. Let's not start having a row, okay?
Idiot.
Mm-hmm.
Is this going to take long?
No. We're going to go now before you two start rowing, right? Yeah. What are you driving?
Volkswagen Golf.
Nice wheels. Let's hear their horn. You call that a horn?
You're joking.
That horn is rubbish.
Stand the line there, Mr. Cock.
And on line two, it's contestant number two.
Contestant number two, what's your name and where do you come from?
I'm Ricky and I'm from Kilpatrick.
Hey!
I had a friend that used to live there.
Who's that, Roy?
But they moved.
Now, who was it, Roy?
Pearl.
Pearl who?
Nicholas.
Don't know them, Roy.
No, you don't know Pearl. No, okay, fair enough. What do you do, Ricky?
I work for Pepsi.
For who?
Pepsi.
It's just a noise, Dave. What's he say?
Pepsi.
Pepsi! All right, okay. Do you do the Pepsi challenge?
No.
No. Right, okay. What do you do for Pepsi?
I'd do all the merchandising and advertising around all the shops.
Right, like drink Pepsi?
Yeah, basically,
right,
yeah.
That's good, isn't it? What are the flavours and the range of Pepsi now? What is the...
7-Up.
No, I mean... do they do, like, cherry Pepsi?
No,
or...
they have a Pepsi Twist.
Pepsi Twist?
Yeah.
All right, the twist was the can was empty.
Like lemon twist.
Lemon twist.
Okay. Is there a lime Pepsi?
No.
Chicken.
Would you roast beef?
Poor scratching Pepsi.
Well, that would go down a treat, wouldn't it? That's all you need. That's a meal in a can. Where are you right now, Ricky?
I'm in Belfast.
Oh, are you really? Whereabouts?
In the docks.
In the docks, okay. Are you going to go to jail?
Not yet. They haven't seen me.
Oh, dear. Are you married, Ricky?
No, I'm not.
Didn't think so. And what are you driving?
A Volkswagen van.
Nice wheels. Let's hear their horn.
Here we go. Oh!
That horn is fat.
It is fat. I like Ricky. Do you like Ricky?
She's my favourite.
Yeah.
I like her.
Right, I'm sure you do. Right, are you ready then, Ricky?
Yep.
Are you ready, Michael Locock?
Yep.
All right.
Horns at the ready. Fingers steady, let's play Car Park Catchphrase.
Right, eyes down looking, here we go. Mr. Fish is working in a soup kitchen in New York which supplies free meals for the homeless bums who live on the street. Mr. Fish is a volunteer, and as it's his first night in the kitchen, he's asking Bubba, who's worked there for years, when most of the bums tend to come in. Well, it tends to be quiet in the day, says Bubba, but then at dinner time they all get hungry and all the bums come in then to eat. tell you, Mr. Fish, says Bubba, sometimes there can be a bit of a rush for the soup when all the bums come in at once. And we call this the rush, the main rush of the bums coming in to eat the food. And Mr. Fish says, I believe I know that that famous catchphrase. And Bubba says, Michael and Ricky don't. And Mr. Fish says, who was that?
Michael.
Yes, Michael?
There's no such thing as a free lunch.
There's no such thing as a free lunch.
What did he say? I wasn't listening.
Yeah, there's no such thing as a free lunch, he says.
Are you taking the...
No, oh, is it?
Nope. That's wrong.
It's wrong, I'm afraid. Ricky, do you want to have a go?
Bum rush.
Bum rush?
You're right!
You see that? Very clever. Ricky,
yeah.
well done in your bum rush. Michael?
I would never have got that.
I don't think you would have done. And, you know, fair. Fair. What? Right, okay, so one to Ricky, none to Michael.
You're both back in play. Here's another car park catchphrase.
Mr. Fish is helping his mate Bernard at his world-famous poultry farm in Norfolk. Bernard normally specialises in rearing turkeys, but he's got some chickens now as well, and some of them have got loads of eggs which are due to hatch at any time. So Bernard's asked... That was Ricky straight in there. Ricky?
Don't put all your eggs in one basket.
Don't put all your eggs in one basket! Roy?
You're almost there.
Yes.
Good answer, but not right.
It's not right. Michael, do you want to steal it?
Yeah.
Go on.
Don't count your chickens.
Don't count your chickens.
You're absolutely right. That's the car park catchphrase we were after. Well done.
Well done indeed. So, it's one apiece. It's all to play for. It's the last one.
Let's have another car park catchphrase.
Mr. Fish is at a Top Gun themed party where they're all playing hide and seek. Mr. Fish is dressed as Iceman and his mate Jeff is Maverick. And the host of the party is Tony, who's dressed up as Goose. And Mr. Fish and Jeff are hiding from Goose as they hear him getting closer. Jeff is daring Mr. Fish to jump out and say, boo! And you go, oh, it's Michael, he's gonna take it!
Wouldn't say boo to a goose.
You're a winner. You're right!
Oh, Ricky, Ricky, Wiki, Licky,
hello.
Ricky, Ricky. What went wrong? Bye. And Michael, well done!
Yay!
Listen, just invite us to the opening night of Low Cox.
You're there, mate.
You're on
the guest list.
I don't know if you know London very well, being up north, but you want to have it somewhere trendy like Soho.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's that street in there? That's the main street in Soho?
Compton Street.
Oh, Compton
Street. I've only got some premises booked, yeah.
I bet you have.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bye. Sorry, gotta go. Right, thank you very much, Roy.
Thank you, Chris. Join us same time next time when we'll be playing another game of Car Park Catchphrase on Radio 1. Say goodbye, Mr. Fish. He's waving.
She's back from the dead and she's on at 10. Oh, what the hell is that? That's not what I wanted to play.
Are we playing death metal?
No, we're not. Hang on, I'll do it again. She's back from the dead and she's back from... Oh, Joe Wiley's on in a minute.
This is happier,
isn't it? That's right.
This is that record that I've been raving about all week.
Boy, hats and your Stetson boots.
I love this to put you in the mood for Joe and that Friday feeling. It's not coming out until the 5th of December, but we really like it. Milk Can, it's called Bling Bling Baby, and I can't believe it's a record that we beat Joe Wiley to. Get it! Right, Scott Mills is on it for today. You cannot miss this show because something tells me it's all going to kick off this afternoon for 4 o'clock. Will Young, Scott Mills and Chappers dressed in American airman outfits, men in helmets. It's going to be a very, very funny show from 4 o'clock. Colin in at the back with Neil Buchanan from Art Attack on the show.
Amazing.
I'm very excited about it. And down to 73. And Jo is back. She's beautiful. She's next. Have a great week. You know. Have a great weekend. Goodbye. Whatever the hell I just said.
Don't have a Greek whatever end that you said.
Have a Greek weekend, everybody. Halloumi. It's Joe Wiley.